sound of Fleetwood Mac on Over 103.5. It's just about 9 minutes now before nine, in case you're clock watching on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week. Special studio guest now. Now, you might remember when we did our Not So Terrible Twos, we gave away three awesome lodge stays. We had so many people asking us, like, what, where, who, why? So we thought we'll get Margot in here to tell us. Margot Bishop is the owner, chief bottle washer, and also secretary, as far as I know, of of the portfolio. Margot, welcome. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks, Dion. It's good to be in here this morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So the portfolio is a pretty new company. It's only been around for a couple of months, but you've been in the business. You've been in the tourism trade for a heck of a long time.
Yes. I started the portfolio on the 1st of February. So Friday, we were 2 months old officially.
Wow, awesome.
I know, two-month birthday.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day.
On your birthday?
No.
I was about to say, I thought 1st of April, birthday, that's rather unfortunate. But okay, 2 months old.
Yeah,
but like I say,
old.
You've been around for a long time, though, in the tourism business.
I've been in tourism for nearly 20 years.
Wow.
So I've brought that experience with me to hopefully be able to service and market my lodges that I represent.
So that's essentially what you do, right? You got lodges and establishments, properties,
correct,
on your books.
Yes.
And you tell people about them.
Correct, yes.
Oh, wow.
I get to do the lovely stuff. I get to visit and talk about these amazing properties right throughout Namibia. At the moment, I've got 9 properties, and they're ranging right across the country. So all the way from Sossus Vlei into the Caprivi.
Yeah.
We've got a very good broad spectrum showcase right across the country.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to the website. Mm. There's just a whole amount of different ones as well.
Yes.
Some are just sit and chill. Other ones are activity involved.
Correct,
and so on.
Yeah.
So there's a whole spread. And I'm pretty sure in terms of price, it would also be right across the range.
Yes, absolutely. They do cater for all tastes, all clients, all budgets. But what they've got at the moment is Namibian specials.
Okay.
So coming out of COVID, we've seen that the local markets have been supporting, because Namibia has been open for tourism basically right throughout the COVID period.
Sure.
And we saw that Namibians were actively supporting the lodges and making a point of getting out there and going to explore the country. So even though now international travel restrictions have been lifted and are continuing to lift, the lodges are still saying, thank you for the support you have shown us.
Sure.
And we will therefore continue to support you guys by offering local specials.
And to be fair, I think that's probably, you know, if there are any positives to come out of, to come out of COVID, there's probably two of them. Number one, some places unfortunately have closed down, but they were, some people would say they weren't really ready for a lean time. And now that might be good or bad, because in Namibia, we had a lot of businesses unfortunately didn't make it. But that again, of course, opens up possibilities for other players to move into the market. And the other thing is, I think there was a lot of recognition from that side that local is important, and we have to somehow accommodate them, because
absolutely,
you can actually get yourself through lean times like COVID with local support.
Yeah.
So there are lots and lots of great specials on at the moment. You say you get to do the good stuff, right?
Yes,
so you
absolutely
go there to experience it. But I'm sure you do the opposite as well, because let's face it, you know, if somebody has a bad experience, as unlikely as that is, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, listen, X, Y, and Z, I was unhappy, or this didn't work, or whatever the story is. So then that kind of comes back to you.
Yeah, but you can use those as learning and growing experiences,
because
if you don't get that feedback, you can never improve.
Sure.
So everything that we get is constructive.
Yeah,
and everything can be taken forward. But
then you would then go back to the lodge and say, listen, I had this was an issue that came up.
Yeah.
And then probably explain to you what happened, or if there was a failing or a shortcoming, then address it, which is really
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. That's absolutely the way to go. And that's, you know, take everything constructively from whence it comes and as a learning and a growing experience.
All right. So let's run through. You've got 9 clients that's on your books at the moment.
Correct.
I've gone to the website and I could go like any, mini, money, but I could go to any one of them. They look amazing.
Yeah.
And there are some brand new ones as well. Up north, what is it called? The
Ungula Village Homestead.
That is brand new.
Yeah.
So we've got, I think, just run through them for me quickly.
Okay, so starting from the south.
You don't have anything in front of you. You obviously know them off by heart. I could turn this around for you.
Well, one of the first properties we've got in the southern area is just outside of Sossus Vlei is Le Mirage Resort and Spa. It's about 20 minutes from Sossusvlei itself. Okay. So it's and what I love about this property is that it was built in the style of a North African castle. So yes, it's big and imposing. And it's got these double wooden doors that you open up. And inside is this lush
almost
oasis.
Like an old, you know, African
yes.
kind of during those days, colonial period and safety and the fort sort of idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Le Mirage.
Yes. Then we've got Namibs Valley Lodge, which is actually coming along the Gamsberg.
Okay.
And what I love about this property is it's a very rustic property. There are only six chalets. It's very small, but it was all built by the owner. Okay. And before the lodge was built here, that view, the Valley of 1,000 Hills, was completely inaccessible. So no one could actually get there. So he's opened up a new part of the desert that no one's seen before. And if you know the area at all, if you're standing up on top of Namibs Valley Lodge and you look down, you can see all the way down to Rostock Ritz and to Solitaire.
How far away is that?
It's a good 150.
Because people have said it's a heck of a long way away.
It's a good, I would assume, I'm guessing here, but about 150 kilometers away.
That's incredible. I've seen a photo taken from there.
Yeah.
And it is really, I mean, you know, when people say Valley of 1,000 Hills, you think KwaZulu-Natal Midlands.
Yeah.
But this is, it's staggering. This is incredible.
I took a photo. I was there in December last year, and I took a photo, and it was barren. And it was, as the sun was setting, you got these pinks and the purples and blues. And now with the rain they've had, it is all green and it's lush. Yeah. It looks like you've got the rolling hills of Devon in the UK there. It's amazing.
All right, moving further going on to the coast.
No. We've got Cornerstone Guest House. Okay. It's a very small, it's seven rooms guest house.
Okay.
Owner managed. They've been number one on TripAdvisor since the day they opened back in 2005. And Peter and his team were actually my first clients that signed up with me. So they've got a very special place in my heart.
I can imagine. All right, Wap Lodge. That's one of the places we actually gave one of the prizes to, right?
Correct. Wap Lodge, they actually closed down at the beginning of COVID. And it is such a magical place that Dion and Lydia Brummer, they actually came in and they bought Wap Lodge. And it sits at the end of a 30-kilometer cul-de-sac. So there's no thoraphare. There's no passing. So
There's no traffic at all.
If
you get there, that's the place you go into.
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
And what they've got there is, because it's sitting right on it's on the northern banks of the Huap River. And the desert elephants actually come all the way down the river.
Wow.
And just in front of the lodge, there's what you call the German baths, which there's a long history of the German settlement in there from the 1800s. And the elephants actually come and drink from the baths right at the foot of the lodge. So you can sit there, and the bird life is amazing.
I can
imagine.
It's probably the only water around for quite a distance.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to come out there definitely.
Absolutely.
And they have to drink.
They do.
So they don't drink as much probably as other elephants do, but they do. They will be visiting there all
the
time.
Yeah. And for a long time, what they actually had here, and this is the exciting thing about Huap and where it's sitting at the moment, is they had communal fences. So communal farmers had fences up in the river, so they actually stopped the movement of the elephants. So as things have developed and as people have been educated more, those fences have pretty much come down. So those elephants are now roaming in their previous roam areas, which they hadn't done for maybe 10, 15 years before that.
It's amazing. Many of them had actually had survived because they would then obviously have gone with a different source of water and perhaps have moved out of the area because they have to go seasonally where what's available.
Correct.
So it's good to know that they're back where they were. All right. So Kifara was another one of the prizes we gave away.
Yeah, Kufara is, I'm really excited about this property. This property opened the November before COVID struck. So I think there were
three timing
months.
Was immaculate.
Oh, timing was fantastic on that one. And so they've had a really torrid 2 years where they've been trying to make things ends meet. And what I love about this property is it's really closely affiliated with a non-profit organization called the Rhino Mama Project.
Ah.
And the majority of the revenue that's generated by this lodge actually goes straight back into this conservation project. So they do things like anti-poaching and they do rhino dehorning.
So that's important to the tourism with a heart.
Absolutely.
And then this is definitely a place to choose.
Yeah, and it's both black and white rhino. So it's across the board. And this is a very real and very tangible way that people can see the positive impacts that tourism has on conservation.
Yeah. Because that is, of course, that's what many people, especially the overseas tourists who are more, I think, eco-conscious. Yeah. You know, they come here and they don't want to see destruction. They want to see desolation, but they also want to help where they can.
No, absolutely.
So that's amazing stuff. Right, let's move on. We've got a couple more to go.
Yes.
Ochiba, of course. That's one of Ochirongo's best known features just outside of Ochi. Yeah?
Yes, they're actually one of the oldest game farms in the whole of Namibia. Yeah. They've been around since the mid 60s. I actually found the original documents that handed this the farm over. So since the 1960s, Ochiva's been around. They've got three lodges, so they can, if you want to break away for the weekend, you can do self catering with your own private pool, your own braai area, to the sort of flagship, which is the Eagle's Rest Lodge, and then they've just refurbished the whole of Mountain Lodge.
Yes,
it's looking stunning. Actually, on Eagle's Rest as well, they've completely rebuilt and refurbished the entire main area. So it's a brand new lodge that literally...
Big investment then, basically.
Big investment. A lot of money in there. Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's great. And obviously you need to stay on top of that. Simply because age is good and, you know, tradition and history is good. But sometimes, you know, you need that.
So what they've actually doing here is they're bringing in those modern aspects of the new look lodge. But... bringing that history of the service and the integrity behind it as well.
Frans Ndongo Lodge?
Yes, Frans Ndongo is an absolute stalwart on the Namibian tourism landscape. The new lodge was actually opened in 2003.
Okay.
So next year they're actually 20 years old. And what?
Hard to think 2003 is 20 years. I still think that 20 years ago was 1985.
I know. Sure. Yeah. And they've had the same management team in there for absolute ages. It's a stunning, stunning property. Yeah. And they actually do Chef Terry Jenkinson from Silver Spoon Academy helps them with their menus and things and how to do locally sourced produce and things like that. So they do, and giving back to the local communities and things like that. And they're also a very good spot for the Cheetah Conservation Fund. So you can stay there and get to the surrounding areas as well.
Then there's Ongula. That's the new one, right?
Well, Ongula is new to me, but Ongula has been around in Namibian tourism for a while. It's between Ondangwa and Enhana, right in Ovamboland.
Okay.
And this is, it's sort of a dual purpose lodge. So they do the hospitality side of it, which has got the lodge, but they're also attached to an upliftment center where they're trying to break the Shabin culture.
Yes.
Their motto is from zero to hero.
Yeah.
So they do actually do things. They've got agricultural college, they've got hospitality training, guiding. Yeah. They do clothing production as well. So there's a lot of ways they're trying to uplift the local kids and the community to actually break that cycle.
Yeah, that is a problem in some parts, unfortunately, and it has to do with the transition between, you know, the way you used to live back in the day and now requirements and needs in terms of development and where do you fit in the new process.
Exactly.
So it's great to see that sort of thing is also important. Yeah, of course, the animal side of it is great.
Yeah.
But you kind of have to do the human side of it too.
The human and the community involvement is absolutely vital. And Ongula is actually directly attached to a kraal, an Ovambo kraal. So it's a traditional homestead and you can see how the people live and it's not put on.
This is a working actually homestead.
Yes, it's not a fake homestead.
This is it, and then you go in the evening with your suit and tie.
Exactly.
You know, and you go to the hotel for drinks. This is the real McCoy.
That is absolutely it. Yeah.
Okay, so one more. This is Okavango again. It's the river's there. The pick is amazing. You see the little boat just hot and you're going like, when are we going out for sundowners?
Yeah, Divavo Okavango Resort and Spa. Yeah. It's I went up there in January and I walked in there and it felt like a Mauritian resort. It's so different to the rest of Namibia because you're used to the arid landscapes and the stark beauty of the country. This is just lush and green. And the Okavango River that it borders is actually what feeds the Okavango Delta.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So that all comes through Namibia. And Divava is actually one of the lodges that's closest to the Popper Falls.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting in the restaurant area on the deck outside, you can actually hear the waterfalls in the background the entire time. It's
which
magic.
I think you could probably just spend your entire life on that deck.
You could do that.
You occasionally go on the boat, but the rest of the time you're just sitting on the lodge following the sun around.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, it's amazing stuff. All right, so now you've got all these properties on there, and I'm pretty sure that they will grow as your company grows.
That's what we're hoping for, absolutely.
And, but I mean, at the end of the day, you do look at if somebody applies and says, look, I want you to sort of represent us.
Yeah.
You obviously look at various things because you need to also, your company's reputation is attached to this property.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have to look really carefully on who you choose and who you don't choose.
Well, there are definitely criteria that I look at. And one of the biggest ones is independent. So is it an I don't want, not that I don't want to, the lodge groups have their place in the world. Of course, they're very good at that. But these are, all of my lodges that I've represented now are independent. And in the majority of cases, they owner managed. So these people who have these lodges have a real passion for what they're doing.
They also have a vested interest. This is what they do. You live and die by the sword kind of thing. Yeah?
So they are passionate. They have a story to share. There's a reason why they're doing it. And that is what has drawn me to them, is the personalities behind it. And the fact that they're all independently owned.
So now if people want to, go to the website, we've got to tell them about this, because like I said, a picture's worth a thousand words. Yeah. The most stunning photo I've seen taken of a portion of Swakopmund, probably in my life. It's an amazing pic. And it's The Portfolio. That's your company's name, right?
Yes, the company name is The Portfolio.
Okay, so it's www.the-portfolio. And then is it .com.na? No, it's .co.
Yes.
Okay. And that's right. It's correct.
That's correct.
It's open in front of me. It's The Portfolio, the-portfolio.co.
Yes, that is the website. Yes.
All right. And there's obviously get in touch with people, get in touch with you if they need to, ask you a question about something.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure the same ones always come up. Mm. How do I get there? Is it gravel road? Is it accessible with a normal vehicle? Do you need a 4x4? Those sorts of things will keep coming up.
Absolutely.
But you're more than happy to answer them a thousand
times. Anytime.
Right?
My cell phone number's on the website. My email address is
that
there.
That was a silly thing to say to the world.
I know. I've got my cell phone on silent.
Cool. Okay, well, that's a good compromise. All right. You've been listening to Margot Bishop, of course, of The Portfolio. .co, that's the name of the website. Go and check it out. Those pics, you are going to have to just go get a cup of coffee and just switch off and look at those pics for a while, because they really are, again, it's just a reason why we should be getting out more, even if it's to just get out of town.
Absolutely.
But do yourself a favor and go and check it out.
And just one final thing, everyone does have Namibian rates at the moment, so do make contact and find out more about those as well.
That's always good. Go out there. I'm telling you, this is not only rejuvenating the spirit, but it's probably the best way you can spend your money. You can go drink every weekend, but this is something this is making memories. This is making your own personal history and going through life. Nice talking to you. Now you've got drooling and slobbering about everything. We wish you all the best. 2 months.
Thank
you. It's going
you very
well
much.
So far, it looks like.
It is.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And one of the days, ooh, there's another property. Better go check it out. It's a great job to have if you can get it.
Absolutely.
But nice talking to you, and keep in touch. If something new comes onto the horizon or the radar, let us know.
Will do. Thanks, Dion.